presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
We're going to be talking about what it's one of those necessary evils of living, it seems like, in this wonderful world of ours, but it's the taxation. As I'm getting started, one of the things that I see every year, and usually the closer you get to April 15th, the more that I'll see these people that'll pop up on the internet who will say, don't pay your income tax. You don't have to. Sign up for my program. I'll show you how paying taxes is unconstitutional. The federal government has no right to be able to do that. And just let me reemphasize right here, the 16th Amendment, which was passed back in the early 1900s, the 16th Amendment added taxation as part of our everyday life. So if people try to tell you that, please, please, please be careful. Thank them for being offering. Don't take their advice. I know people who have followed their advice. Some have ended up, they'll be making payments for the rest of their life. The IRS will garnish theirs for the rest of their life. Others have even ended up going to jail. So we don't want anybody to do things like that. The Congress says, and we're going to be in the presentation, a couple things real quick. If you have a question any time, please raise your hand. And we'll do our very best to address it right then so it doesn't linger on to the very, very end. For each and every one of you, you need to have some form, some manner of being able to do two things, or actually three things, the law requires. And it's not like they require one here, or it's not in any specific order, but you need to be able to account for all monies earned. All monies earned. A lot of people say, well, I will just show the IRS my deposit. Guys, that's not enough. Why? If you went to the bank and you had your check, you could put some of it in the bank, you could take some of it back out in cash, and that wouldn't be accounting for all of your income earned. Make sure if you get for people who get checks and everything like that, keep that bottom half. The one half you put in the bank, the bottom half, make that part of your records that you keep each and every year. So in case an agent does talk to you, that you will know, and you can show them exactly how much money that you did earn for that year. The 1099 is sufficient. 1099 is issued to every person who meets one of two things. One, if you have earned during this year of 2014, or actually any year, if you earn $600 in commissions, you will receive a form 1099 from Youngevity. Number two, if you make purchases of $5,000, some people that retail the product and everything like that, if you make purchases of $5,000, Youngevity will send that to you also. So you can get, those are the two things that can possibly come to you. And that does qualify, and that does meet the standard from the IRS, that 1099 from the company. You can just say, this is my proof right here. Okay?
Should we do both, the 1099 and also keep in the bottom half of the check stub?
Very good question. Should you do both? Here's the thing. I don't want people to have to go to tons and tons of work, but I can promise you I've been in many, many audits in my life. The more information that you can keep without just becoming just silly about it, the more information that you can keep to show an agent, the better off you're going to be. So if you have two methods of showing it, please do it. One thing that I always do is I print out, if I go into my back office, and as you know, it gives you a list of all of the checks that you've earned during that year. I also print that and put that in my tax file. So many times I've had clients when I was a practicing CPA, I would ask, do you have records? And they'd say, yes. Back then, when I was practicing, the standard was I only had to ask the question. 2 or 3 years later, they would call me saying, I got a letter saying that I'm being audited. I said, perfect. Just bring in all of your file that you kept, and this will be very easy. And then all of a sudden, there's a silence, and they're saying, well, we didn't keep a file. And I said, well, we're going to be a little bit, it's going to be a tough situation, I can tell you. Now, if you do lose it, okay, the IRS does make provisions and everything like that, that you can go back, but there's ways to go back. You can go back and print from the back office. You can ask the company for a copy of Form 1099. So first of all, make sure that you account for all monies earned. Second, you must account for any business expense which you want to deduct for that year.
Also, one thing when you're at a higher level, like the senior vice chairs that are getting a profit share, that doesn't show up as the income statement just on the commissions. So that has to be also recorded in as part of your income earned. And that's really important that some people will think that, hey, you know what, that's like extra money. It doesn't work that way. Just like if you get a lot of prizes, big prizes, you've got to account for that too. Everything has to be accounted for.